Welcome back to the JoLynn Thomas Show. If you're just joining me, before the break, I was talking with Dr. Matthew Anthony Harper. He is a White House correspondent. And here's some good news for you. He is going to be speaking at a special town hall put on by Stand Up for Idaho. That is going to happen tomorrow night, Tuesday, at the Snake River Event Center at the Shiloh in Idaho Falls. Doors will open up at 5:30, and Dr. Harper will be speaking at 6:30. So come out and hear more of his incredible stories. Dr. Harper, thanks for sticking on the line with me.
Great to join you, JoLynn.
So, Dr. Harper, for those who are just jumping in, we've been talking about the fact that these protests on college campuses and just the distrust that's going on and that question of election integrity is really creating some substantial cracks in the very foundation. I want to zero in for a second on your experience as a White House correspondent. You've worked with three different administrations. Can you give us some insight on that and share what you've learned?
Well, regarding the three different administrations, is really the contrast of each administration has impact on our Constitution, the freedom of the press. And we were talking earlier saying about right to, for peaceful assembly, but we're not seeing that peaceful assembly at all. We're seeing threats to death to America. But so what I would say that has changed, it's gotten much worse since the Obama administration. During the Obama administration, there was some openness to take my questions. I feel like an underdog in that way as a White House correspondent, not being with mainstream media on the front row or whatever, but at least the Obama administration, the press secretary would take my questions up to a point. There's seemed to be a limit about how much they will tolerate as far as your questions go. It's worse now more than ever. So I would, contrast to say that with the three different administrations, with the Obama administration, there was a little bit more openness and to take the underdog question. There was a unique opportunity regarding Israel. I was on a trip to Israel, President Obama's trip to Israel in 2013. But I've seen the access to the press, the freedom of the press, things have greatly changed since the Obama administration. Others may have heard during President Biden and others in the administration referred to, they used the term out of George Orwell book, 1984, Ministry of Truth. That's what I see this as gravitated towards. This is more now than ever propaganda extreme.
Well, we've definitely seen, as I look at, Obama and then Trump and now Biden, it's a whole different ballgame. We are not seeing those White House press briefings look anything like what we had been used to over the years.
Yes, although, I think this is a long history of presidents not being too happy with a news reporter's question, and maybe shunning them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it just got much worse. With the media reporters, I'm at the White House, and they don't care for the current press secretary. Very unprofessional she is, disrespectful, but it just feels now more than ever like I'm in a propaganda camp.
Well, right, and so often what we're seeing, too, is they don't even take any questions.
Yeah, and, you know, the questions that are the more challenging, I think, are the more difficult, the fear that they have. Now, take, for instance, the really hot issue of the Roe v. Wade decision day.
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court, I'm at the White House, and she cancels all the press meetings that day. And I'd say most of us reporters weren't very happy about that. So we don't have a regular White House press briefing that day because she's uncomfortable dealing with the topic.
See, you don't get to pick and choose from my perspective. I mean, it is what it is, and you got to find the courage to face it.
Yeah, she so was afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've just seen that it just got continued worse, and that the current press secretary is the worst press secretary I can think of in modern history.
And you've worked with a few, so that's saying something.
It is just it's her own insecurity, the own fear in dealing with all this. And she's got to be able to deal with these are important concerns for Americans.
Right.
And totally ignore a majority of Americans on the issue of sanctity of life. Our audience, a Christian audience, a huge impact in America. But those that identify as Christians, they're a large group of people. And for her to totally ignore and treat them as worthless or not important, I mean, she shuts the door on me when I'm at her office and just asking her about, what about a child's right to life? What's your response to her Christian audience?
Wow, she has shut the door in your face.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
She left me, went back to her office, and shut the door on me. She just wanted to totally, you know, and the questions aren't, she can't say that they're mean-spirited or they're lying. It's just a real, it's an important question to a lot of Americans. So
it is to a lot of Americans. And, you know, as you're talking about this, Dr. Harper, what comes to my mind is this. It's really interesting. They kind of think they're clever, but here's the truth. Your silence speaks volumes. And I think apparently this administration has forgotten that. When you just shut people down and you refuse to address an issue, make no mistake about it, your silence is delivering a message.
Oh, it is. And I would go back to, so what happened to the Obama administration, when I bring up the Declaration of Independence, when I want to make mention about, you know, response to what President Obama had, his refusal to acknowledge that we're endowed by our Creator.
Mm-hmm.
He would refuse to say Creator or God, that we're endowed by God with these unalienable rights. So I had a question just for him to address this issue for a lot of good people, a lot of Christian people in our audience. But that didn't go over too well.
Wow.
I got shut down by Obama. So,
well, you have had definitely some really intriguing experiences, and I know we're going to get to hear more from you tomorrow night at the Snake River Event Center at the Shiloh, starting at 6:30. It's brought to you by Stand Up for Idaho. So come out and hear more from Dr. Matthew Anthony Harper. Dr. Harper, thanks for taking time.
Well, you're welcome, Jolynn. If people in the audience can look at our YouTube channel for more things at the White House, Intermountain Christian News is the name of the YouTube channel. And we've got to have this voice, don't we, Jolynn?
Yes.
At the White House, and I encourage people that want to support me to stay there, because I'm usually the only reporter that seems to have enough courage to get to these really serious issues.
Well, we applaud the work that you're doing, and we'll look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. Again, Dr. Matthew Anthony Harper, thanks so much.
Thank you.